Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing and tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obligated to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When I was young, I started griping to my mother. "How come I get all the junky jobs, and David, my older brother, he gets all the fun stuff with Dad?" And my mother said to me, "You know, when you wash the dishes and vacuum the rug, it makes me happy. And when I'm happy, you're happy. Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and ask the Archbishop, or maybe Cardinal O'Malley, or maybe the Pope, he speaks English. Ask him. Go ahead and ask him and say, 'Well, Father Peter, that lowly priest that says Mass at our church, he says that happiness is at the bottom. Is that true?' Go ahead and ask. Go ahead and see what they say." So Dad and I were watching the tournament, and Phil Mickelson was walking back and forth on the green. If he sinks the putt, he wins the four-day tournament. If he doesn't, it goes into sudden death. So he squared the ball with his putter, and he tapped the ball, and it went in the hole, and the celebration began. After about a minute of watching this, I turned to my dad, and I said, "You know, I get it. I mean, I understand why Mickelson is happy, but why is his caddy so happy?" And Father says, "Well, when the ball dropped in the hole, the caddy's page is doubled." So I thought about that for a minute. I was thinking, I says, "What did he do? What great thing did he do?" He carried the bag around, and he got there, and he pulled out the putter and gave it to him. And then he takes the bag, and he's leaning on it right behind the cameras, behind the limelight. He has no pressure, no weight on his shoulders. He's just standing there, and the putt goes in, and he gets his pay doubled. What did he do? Tell you what he did. He made sure that he works for a boss that's very successful, that's victorious, and very happy. That's what he did. You know, we have the same thing. Do you know we have the same thing? We have a boss that's victorious, that's happy. You know, in the gospel, the boss spoke. What did he say? So we hear that, and we respond and say, "I ain't doing that. I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to work out in the field all day and then come in and have to cook him dinner. He can cook his own dinner." No, we do not say that. That's not the road to success. We want our boys happy. You know, how hard is it? How hard is it to pray for our enemies? It's not that hard. Oh, to carry our cross or turn the other cheek, you know. And when somebody slaps us in the face, you don't have to go to the emergency room. We don't need chemo treatments. I mean, how hard is it? You know, if we have a great boss, you don't just listen and do. You pamper. You pamper the boss. Because when the boss is successful and victorious, he's happy. And when the master is happy, we're happy.